What opportunities do you get to learn something new in here?
Barely ever sometimes.
How do you express it?
I don't know.
Music?
Yeah, for some people.
They got facilities, music facilities?
Mm. Yeah, like at that men's shed down there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What sort of the hours do you get down there per week, or what is it?
I think it's like 2 hours or 3 hours for two different groups.
For the week?
Well, yeah, I think it's only the week, yeah.
Oh, it's pretty tight, isn't it? Yeah. 2 hours.
Yeah. That doesn't sound enough to me. You should be able to get in there every day, eh?
Should be, yeah. What else? Like, that food, do they eat Aboriginal food in there?
No. They do on NAIDOC work, but, yeah, they don't ever really bring it around often. Yeah.
And they try to think, okay, give you a life, how do you sort of go and grab it, you know? What time's lockdown?
4 o'clock.
Yeah, see? Bush.
Yeah. What time's dinner?
3.
Yeah.
I know, we all just went silent then, eh?
I'm taking lunch, that's lunch. What would you like to see happening here for you?
Like a bit more like cultural stuff, like dancing.
Cultural stuff?
Yeah, cultural
and
stuff.
That's been a bit of the theme here too, isn't it? So what was your experience growing up with, in terms of culture? Did you get much of that in your life?
Yeah, I used to dance for the Melbourne dance group at the Wurundjeri office there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to dance with all them. Dance heaps of places, yeah.
Were you working out of Abbotsford there?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful little spot there.
Yeah, just behind the lake there, yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's pretty good.
It is a beautiful spot. Yeah. So how long did you work there for?
5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to dance with all the boys there.
Did you bring some of your dances with you, or did you learn stuff there?
Yeah, I just learned stuff there, okay. With all them, yeah.
Reckon they'd let you start one in here?
Yeah, I don't know if they would, yeah.
It'd be good, wouldn't it?
Pretty good, yeah. Bring us all together.